I kind of want to talk about, you know, holistically the tour, and but I want to start off with today. So you had a great day, and why don't you talk a little bit about that?
I've always had pretty good days on this climb. The last few times I've done it, it really suits my strengths, and so I was really nervous about it being a mass start and like how that would all play out. I had never done it in that format. But I felt pretty good once I got to the climb, and so just tried to start picking people off. And they set the course a little differently because it was a mass start. There weren't quite as many turns, so it was actually, I had no idea where I was on the climb, which was a little challenging because in the past it's been like very, like there's like these distinct sections that you know. And so it wasn't until like closer to the top where I was like, okay, I'm pretty sure this is the last steep section. Like I better start going for real now.
Oh, wow. Okay. But the same climb itself, just maybe oriented a little differently on that big wide slope.
Yeah, so like in the past there's been like three like absurdly steep sections and then like all these switchbacks between them. But they're like very distinct like three sections, so you can kind of break the hill that way. But because it was a mass start, they didn't want to put as many switchbacks so that you had more room to pass, which was great. The course skied really well, but because of that, like it was less clear, like where these distinct steep sections were, like the grade would just change like kind of slightly. And so, yeah, it was hard to like break it down. So I in the middle, I was like, I'm not really sure where I am in this thing.
But the upside of a mass start is that you know exactly where you stand in terms of like, time of day or place of day. And
yeah, in time of day. But the challenging part was that we didn't know where we were in terms of our tour standings. So I think all three of us ended up like really close to being further up the standings, which is a little always frustrating, like after the fact, of course. But yeah, it is kind of nice to like ski with some people and have some targets the whole way.
How do you get, you know, I guess, pace something like that? I mean, you obviously know your body super well, and you know, I'm sure, you know, it's like you can almost pinpoint exactly what heart rate you're at, you know, from perceived effort. But how do you go about, one, not blowing up on a climb like that for you, but two, you're in a really awesome spot to start picking people off, so you need to kind of maybe push that red line a little bit?
Yeah, I guess that was the hard part about the mass start. Like I was kind of going back and forth being like, okay, I think I need to like pass some people, and then being like, okay, I think I should settle in for a little bit. Like don't want to go too hard. But I actually think it's like, for me, it's much easier to pace on a course like that because it's just constant. Like you just have to like, yeah, settle into a rhythm that's really strong. I find it much harder on like a normal World Cup course where like you are like, you know, sent giving all you have over one hill and then having to recover on the next downhill before you do it again. So I much prefer the kind of like steady grind because you can just like find a rhythm and just keep plugging along. And that just kind of suits my, I guess, mentality.
Your name's right up there with like the who's who of skiing. You know, as I scroll through the official results for the I mean, there's so many different results for the tour. I got to make sure I got it all straight, but it's results for the day. You know, the stage, there's Jesse Diggins right in front of you. That's a who's who. You know, Teresa Stadlober had a great day. There's Neprieva, Osberg, Vang, Johaug. You got Jakobsen on this climb, Charlotte Kalla, Kerttu Niskanen, your teammate and your buddy, Sadie. And this will kind of go back to what we'll kind of reflect on the tour holistically, but like, what does this do for perhaps your confidence? I mean, your name's right up there, like I said, with everyone who we would talk about the top 10 skiers in the world.
Yeah. Sorry. I mean, unfortunately, this is like the only course we do like this. So, like, I guess I can have confidence for like the one race a year, but I mean, I think what it does is says that like, I'm really fit and like, I have the capacity and that's something I'm proud of. And I also think, especially when I look above me in the results list, like I am much bigger than all of those people. I consider myself in the Clydesdale division for the Hill Climb. And so I also think, you know, for me, it makes me proud, like that you can really be anybody in skiing. Like maybe I have to use more power even on a climb like that or more of my strength. But like, it doesn't really matter. Like you can be good. It's different than running in that sense. And I think that's maybe the most I get out of it.
Okay. So let's look holistically at the tour. You had some great moments and there were some low moments. And one thing for me that stood out was just, and I'm sure you've seen the image of you and Sadie, I think after stage five, right? Yeah. And I actually, it's funny, like, yeah. I was thinking about, you know, do I run that photo? Do I not run that photo? And I thought, like, in the big scheme of the stage, you know, the result speaks yeah. for itself. She expected more. I don't need to, like, run that photo. But that said, there was palpable, to me at least, and I'll let you speak to this, sort of palpable disappointment on your yeah. face. Yeah, and I think you came in the 20th, right? That was the Mass Start yeah. Classic, yeah. correct? Stage five. Yeah, can you speak a little bit to just where your headspace was then?
Yeah, that was definitely the hardest day of the tour for me. My time of day was actually terrible. And I lost a lot of time. And I knew that when I crossed the line. And so I just felt like I had given up my whole tour and I just felt super defeated. And I had like some big goals for this tour and that just really put me out. And so it was hard to swallow. And I felt like, you know, like it's hard because, you know, it's a physical game, but it's also a mental game. And I feel like that day both gave up on me. And then I was also struggling with some really bad skis. And so it was just like this trifecta of just a terrible day. And having come off a really great day the day before, it's like that much harder to swallow. Cause the day before I suddenly like had hope that I was skiing my way up the tour and I could, you know, turn things around and reach all my goals. And then, to have that day was like, yeah, super disappointing. And I mean, it was hard to reset after that. And I was afraid that I was just like too fatigued and pretty toast. And so, the classic day in Val di Fiemme, I kind of had to take a step back and just try to ski within myself. And so, I think I did a good job of that, but I think maybe I was like even just a little too scared and too conservative and, you know, maybe didn't quite give everything I should have given that day, but I was able to pull back and kind of be like, okay, you still like, you're fine. Like everything's going to be fine. Like you have two more days. Like you can try to, you know, move up. And so I'm proud I was able to do that. And especially finishing on a high note today, it was really good.
Yeah. Yeah. So what, I mean, again, like I, you know, sitting here 8 billion miles away, like that you were 15th overall on the tour, and were, you know, you were 9th on the third stage. I'm just looking at the overall results here. 9th on the yeah. third stage, 7th today. You were charging in the sprint yesterday. I mean, I thought you were going to blast right through those V boards at one point on that corner. I know that you are a top 10 skier, right? So tell me, you know, what were your aspirations prior?
Yeah, that was exactly it. I wanted to be top 10. I thought if I put together a good tour, I could be top 10. And I'm actually very happy with 15th, like given how the tour went. I had like a couple mediocre days and two really strong days. And I think you need a little more than that to be in the top 10. But I was, you know, that was kind of like my reach goal was to be in the top 10. So I did fall a little short of that.
What do you take away? Like, you know, I know this is probably a bad question to ask, but I got you on the phone. I'm going to ask. So, you know, what would, you know, and maybe you write this down in a journal tonight, or maybe you tell someone who has a better memory and it's like, hey, look, here are some takeaways for next year. You know, a year out from now, and you've got, you know, top 10 or top five aspirations. And let's throw away, like, again, I know that the ski thing was up and down this week, it looked like. And I think, you know, Matt Wickham's been very open about those struggles. You know, there's been some great days and there's been some pretty rough looking days. So that said, what might you take away, you know, projecting a year out about how to maybe navigate a little differently?
I think I still just need to be, for me, like the biggest struggles in the mass start races, and I just want to work on getting more comfortable skiing in a pack and maybe skiing at times at paces that I'm not as comfortable with, that, you know, are a different time than I would choose. And yeah, just kind of, I mean, that's, I don't know, when you like come over to the World Cup, like when you first come over to the World Cup, like you're just giving it all you can all the time and just trying to hang on for dear life. And now I feel like I've kind of moved up the pack and I have like a little more like decision making to do and, you know, deciding like who to go with, when to go, all those kinds of things. And I think I'm still just, you know, figuring that out and finding my place. And I just want to continue to improve in that.